The following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the service of Sunday, November 5th, 2017, and is sponsored by Joan Bonesock.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Alicia. So before we go any further, I want to invite you to stand, and we're going to sing our opening hymn, For All the Saints.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, though they die, yet shall they live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. In the promises of baptism, we are buried with Christ in his death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead, so shall we join with Christ in his resurrection by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we give thanks for this gift of baptism, for in it we have a promise from God that he will never leave us or forsake us. In baptism, we are united with God's saints of every time and place. Let us pray. Loving Lord, you have the power over life and death. Remind us of this baptismal promise that nothing, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from your love through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Let us sing together.
Today we give you thanks for all your saints. And especially today, we give you thanks for Anna Anderson, Dallas Bonesock, Alvin Cromie, Anita Fossen, and Lori Hansen. Let us join together in the prayer of the day. God, renewer of life and only reformer, you surround us with a great cloud of witnesses throughout time and place, whom you have called into your work, witnessing to your gospel of liberation by grace alone. Continue now to raise up witnesses for your work of renewal and reform, that we may all grow more deeply into that mystery of communion that is your church. Come now and sustain the ongoing reformation of your church. We ask this all through your child, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We now get to hear our special music for today from the Holy Trinity Choir.
From Revelations, the 7th chapter. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Here ends the reading.
Today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 5th chapter. This is Jesus' first sermon from Matthew, well known as the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.'" Here ends our gospel reading. Well, I do commend all of the caring adults that are here with young people today. It's not an easy job, but it's an important one. So thanks for making that extra effort. Today I want to start by telling you just a real brief story about this man named William Howe. William Howe. William Howe was a young man who came from a family who had a dad who was a lawyer and a grandfather who was a preacher. Sounds kind of familiar. Sounds like last week, right? Sounds like Martin Luther, but it's not. William Howe went to Oxford, and he studied law. He was brilliant. And he did really well in law school, and in fact, he was so gifted, he was offered many prestigious positions. But do you think he took them? He didn't. He passed all of these prestigious positions offered to him, and he went instead and served in a small rural parish of a church as a pastor for 28 years. And after that, after 28 years in a rural parish, probably with very little attention, he then went to become a bishop, and for only one reason. He went to become a bishop among the poor. And in fact, he became known as the poor man's bishop. And here's why. Because of being a bishop, he was offered a private coach. He could get taken wherever he wanted, but he refused, and he always took the public transportation and became known as the poor man's bishop because of who he lived around. Now, I think it's fitting today that I tell you this story because it's All Saints Day, and we just sang a song called "For All the Saints." And it was a song written by William Howe when he spent those 28 years out in a rural parish. He wrote over 60 hymns. And "For All the Saints" was one of them. And I think it's because of people like William that we get a glimpse of how Jesus calls us to live. Now I want to tell you just a snippet of a history of All Saints. It used to be to remember the martyrs of the faith, those who have died for their faith. But over the years, it has grown to become a time when we honor and celebrate all people who model faith in our lives, both those living and those who have gone before us. So today, in the words of the poor man's bishop, this is what All Saints is about. He wrote, "For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confess. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia." Basically, we give thanks for the saints who have labored among us and confessed the faith to us. So I want to ask you one question for you to ponder today as we have our message today, and it's this. Who has been Bishop William Howe for you? Who's given you a glimpse in your life of what Jesus-like living looks like? Who's on your heart today? Someone who has shown God to you. Well, today's a meaningful day at Holy Trinity. We do honor five saints that we as a congregation have lost over the last year. We said their names just a few minutes ago, and we'll continue to remember them through the service. But in a little bit, we're all going to have a chance to light a candle, as you may have guessed, as you see these candles up here today. And you're going to be invited to light a candle in memory or in honor of someone, a saint in your life. It may be one of these five people. It may be someone else. And today I want to tell you just one person in my life who has been a saint who I will light a candle for today. His name was Wally. And Wally died a few months ago. And today I'm going to light a candle for him. Wally was my grandma's boyfriend of 10 years. Both my grandma and Wally lost their spouses of many, many years, and they found each other as they shared in that grief together. Now, Ben and Wally entered our family about the same time. So they had a close bond with each other. In fact, we went on a couple double dates with my grandma and Wally. They had a beautiful romance that was contagious. And he died, as I said, just a few months ago. But he was a saint to my grandma and a saint to our family. And here's what Wally was like. What made him a saint? You see, I have a family with a lot of little kids around. My sister has a faithful Catholic family, and they have seven children that are very young, and our family gatherings are quite chaotic. But Wally was the gentle presence in the room. As the kids were running around, all together causing trouble, Wally would be the one sitting next to you on the couch that would turn and look you in the eye and would say, "Now, how's Alicia today?" Wally was the kind of man who would be in the front row when Ben or I were preaching, sitting right in the front, nodding and smiling. And after we felt like we wanted to escape town after a bad message, he would say, "God is working through you." God bless Wally. He was someone so self-assured enough, he could ask others how they were doing. And today I miss Wally. He's on my heart, and I want to invite you today to share who's on yours. Now you might ask, why are we remembering All Saints today? Isn't that a Catholic thing to do? Why are we doing that at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church? Well, as we heard last week, Martin Luther wrote his 95 theses, and he nailed them to the church door, All Saints Church door, on the eve of All Saints, All Hallows Eve, All Saints Eve. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he did it then. I believe it was strategic on Luther's part. For he didn't want there to be two different classes of people. Luther didn't want there to be holy and unholy people. Luther didn't want there to be perfect and imperfect people. he tried to become as holy as he could in his life when he was a monk, and he just couldn't do it. And through that, he realized that the only way he could become righteous was if God himself did it. Luther wanted to make it known that every single one of us, priests included, we're all simultaneously saint and sinners in our life. He believed it wasn't our actions, but it's what God does that saves us. We couldn't earn it. We couldn't buy it. We couldn't achieve it. We don't deserve it. We are simply given that gift. So today, if you're missing someone and thinking, well, they certainly were a saint in this way, but they're also a sinner, if I'm honest, in this way, Luther would have agreed. And he would have said he's in good company, or she's in good company with all of us. We're all sinner saints. So today, none of us are only sinners. None of us are only saints. We're all both together. And today we read this gospel reading called the Beatitudes, which is a fancy word that just means blessing, which is another fancy word that just means God extending his benefits to us. And here's what I want to hear today. I want you to hear today. Jesus said, blessed are, and then he made a list. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, those who are meek, those who are pure in heart, those who are peacemakers, those who are persecuted. And then he said, blessed are you. And I want you to notice that Jesus doesn't say something. Jesus doesn't say, blessed are those of you who are abundant in spirit. He doesn't say, blessed are those who have achieved righteousness. He doesn't say, blessed are those of you who don't mourn, but simply celebrate. He doesn't say, blessed are those who are confident in faith. When I read the Beatitudes, I see Jesus looking into the eyes of those around him and saying, blessed are you who are poor in spirit, struggling. Blessed are you who are mourning. And then he says, blessed are you who hunger and thirst for righteousness that you simply don't see in the world. He says, God's blessings, God's benefits are for you. So why does Jesus say that those people are blessed? Well, I think he says those people are blessed because they simply need him. I think Jesus is giving us a fuller picture of what a saint looks like when he gives this list. Saints don't live a pain-free life. They don't live a mistake-free life. But nevertheless, God says, my benefits are for them, for the imperfect, for you. And I think when we simply ask the question today, I ask you to wonder about who's a saint for you. That explains in itself what a saint is. They're people who don't live only for themselves, but for others. And we're not going to keep reading. Jesus gave a really long sermon. Holy Trinity would be proud. He gave a really long sermon that's 3 chapters long. And if we read the next portion, we would hear Jesus saying, you, those who are blessed, those who are gathered, you are the salt of the earth. And I don't know about you, but salt is no good alone. It's made to be for something else. So Jesus says, you are blessed. I've come to you. I'm in you. Now go and be for somebody else. So today, please hear me. Being a saint doesn't mean you're perfect. Being a saint means God's presence is made perfect in our weaknesses. And I got to tell you, this gives me hope. I got a lot of them. It gives me hope because we're invited to see our bruises, our mistakes, our wounds, our struggles, our shortcomings, our failures, all as places where there's room for God to give us his benefits. It means we have a need for God in our life. And I think that's what it means to be a saint. It means to have God in us. It means we have room for God to be in us because we aren't God alone. So today, as we gather for All Saints, we remember those saints in our life, both living and those who have died. And I want to invite you to wonder about who's your Wally? Who's your William Howe in your life? Today we give thanks for those people. And we also gather to wonder about how God's at work in our life, to be those people for others. So today, consider this an invitation. An invitation from Jesus to be reminded that you are blessed. You're blessed to be a part of a communion of sinner saints. And we're invited to leave here to be salt for the world. Thanks be to that God. We are blessed to be a blessing. Amen.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you this day and keep you always in his grace. Amen. Now wherever it is that you go, whatever it is that you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing.
Serve the Lord.